By law, people experiencing homelessness must be given accommodations to vote in all 50 states. And in elections past, people were able to use shelter addresses, a street corner, or even a park to register to vote. But this year, the process is complicated as more states turn to vote by mail as a way to lessen exposure to COVID-19. Hillary Coleman leads homeless voter registration efforts in the Seattle area, and she joins us now with more. Welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
What are some of the challenges for registering homeless people to vote, particularly right now?
Yeah, you know, I have been doing voter registration work for the past 6 years. In our organization, the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness, has been doing this work since 2008. And we really see it as a way to make sure that people who are experiencing homelessness know that their voice matters. A couple of the challenges that we face when doing some of this work are just knowing that people have too often been made to feel like their voices don't matter. And so voting might not be top of mind. You know, we typically have gone into day centers and hygiene centers and places where folks are getting meals and services and taking care of other daily things. And so when our volunteers show up to help people register to vote, sometimes people might think, oh, this is going to take too long of a process. But we are able to talk to them about the fact that it only takes a couple minutes to register in Washington state. Some people think that they need a current state ID to register. In Washington, we're fortunate to be able to have someone use their social security number to verify mm-hmm. their identity for registration. So it's really a pretty low barrier process.
You mentioned some of the systems in place in Washington state. It's also known for its mail-in voting system. Is this something unsheltered populations are able to take advantage of, especially now that it's seen as a safer option during the pandemic?
So all of the work that I've done has been vote by mail work, and it works really well. I think it's a useful thing, especially how we have it set up. People receive their ballots sooner and have more time to look at issues or the candidates to be voted on. I think a challenge of voting when experiencing homelessness is not having the same level of access to materials about voting. And I work in a nonpartisan nonprofit. And so, you know, we share the voter pamphlet from the county and nonpartisan materials. But that's one of the challenges. So with a little more time, people, if they want to, can do some of that more research.
How does it actually work for someone who does not have a physical address to receive the mail-in ballot?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when someone registers, they, of course, need to put something as a residential address. But our state law says that someone can put just a place that's identifiable on a map near where they're spending their time and they're staying. So that can be a cross street, an address of a park, an address of a shelter. But as you can imagine, many of those places are not somewhere where you could get mail. And most people actually do have somewhere that they get mail. There's many day centers and mail centers where people get mail and checks and other important documents. Some people get mail at a friend's place. But then the reality is that the importance of having in-person vote centers is really still a very important thing. So someone will hopefully get a ballot in the mail, but if they don't, or if their ballot went to a different mailing address than they thought it would, we make sure to provide them with information about going to a vote center to have that in-person interaction.
Washington has this system down, but I'm thinking about all of the states that are now considering a mail-in option. What considerations would you like those states to make as they think through mail-in voting and meeting the needs of access to voting for these unsheltered populations?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say that it's really important, while having mail-in voting, to still have some in-person voting options and to look at how to make that accessible for folks and also making sure that those are, of course, paying attention to some of the needs around COVID-19. Our local King County elections had two in-person vote centers this year, one at their Renton headquarters, which is a very large facility, and they kind of set up out in the parking lot, and luckily it was a nice day. And they actually had one at CenturyLink Field, which is where our soccer and football teams play, and they were in the event center, had lots of plexiglass. They had masks available for people if someone didn't have a mask, and they did some good work around making sure that community community partners. Like my nonprofit knew how to tell the people about what to expect when they go to a vote center. I think that it's with the vote by mail, especially with that being a new process in many places, I think it'll be really important for elections officials to figure out how they can partner with and make sure that organizations who provide services to people experiencing homelessness know how to help folks get out and vote.
Do you think housing instability could impact the voter registration and turnout in November? So many people are experiencing homelessness for the first time right now because of job losses and economic instability.
Yeah, you know, I think it could definitely impact it. I think that the hard thing is that when someone loses their home or may find themselves couch surfing or different things, depending on where they are and what their voter laws are, it might be that they end up not being having their registration current. And so that is definitely a big barrier. And we have same-day voter registration in Washington State now, which is super helpful for this reason, because we can say to someone, it looks like you aren't registered at that address anymore. If you didn't get your ballot, we can help you go do that and register in the same day in person. And so I think that is pairing with a lot of the struggles that people are going to be facing. The same-day voter registration is really important.
Yeah. And 21 states and D.C. now have same-day voting registration. But there's so much to consider and work out in such a short period of time. That's Hillary Coleman, Community Projects Manager at the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness. Thank you so much for sharing what's happening there in Washington State.
Thanks so much for having me, and happy voting.